Campaigning in Derry, New Hampshire today, President Bush was quick to respond to Senator Kerry's speech on Iraq.
Today, my opponent continued his pattern of twisting in the wind with new contradictions of his old positions on Iraq. He apparently woke up this morning and has now decided, no, we should not have invaded Iraq. After just last month saying he still would have voted for force, even knowing everything we know today. Incredibly, he now believes our national security would be stronger with Saddam Hussein in power, not in prison.
In other news from the Bush camp today, a final agreement to hold three face-to-face debates between the president and Senator Kerry, as well as one between the vice presidential candidates. NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving, joins us now to talk about these plans. Ron, the commission had moved forward, I guess, assuming that they would agree to three debates, hoping that they would agree to three debates. Is this final now?
The two campaigns have now agreed that they will have the three debates and that they will include a town hall-style debate at Washington University of St. Louis. That was the one that was hanging fire by all reports. That was the sticking point in the negotiations.
Why was that a sticking point?
Well, there's some question as to whether or not an incumbent president, if he thinks he's the front runner, if he thinks he's ahead, is well served by having that many debates. And in addition to that, should the incumbent really submit to a format where people who are chosen by the Gallup poll and not by the two campaigns can literally ask any question they want. That's a little bit riskier and not necessarily to the benefit of the incumbent, particularly if the incumbent thinks he's ahead.
Well, one thing we do know is the debates will begin in just 10 days.
Oh, that's right. The foreign policy debate is the first round, and that's at the University of Miami at Coral Gables, Florida, on September 30th. And then we have the vice president's debate in Cleveland, Ohio, on October 5th. And then the town hall format I mentioned in St. Louis on the 8th. And finally, the domestic policy debate in Tempe, Arizona, and that's on October 13th. And these will all be 90-minute debates, and each one will have a different moderator.
Now, are these debates, will they be between President Bush and Senator Kerry? Any space there for Ralph Nader or any other third-party candidates?
There will not be any space for any other candidates on this particular stage. There is a provision for someone else to get in the debate, as Ross Perot did in 1992. And that provision is if you're at 15% or better in the main polls, then you get a spot on the stage. You wedge in another lectern. But in this particular case, this year, neither Ralph Nader nor any other third party or independent candidate is even close to 15 percentage points.
How protracted were these negotiations? Do we know?
Well, in a sense, they begin right after the last presidential election. You get people from both parties, usually former chairmen of the parties, as in this case, and they organize a commission and they start talking about the rules and how big they're going to make the table and how high the lectern. And in this particular case, they didn't really intensify until we got into this year, but we always knew that it would be President Bush and his team, and we've had, well, many months since we knew it was John Kerry who was the Democratic nominee.
Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.